Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, host of the show, and today we're joined by Edward Eckert. So he is the visionary behind Hormonify, a clinic rewiring the rules of women's hormonal care. So Edward pairs advanced diagnostics with fully customized bioidentical hormone replacement, creating a patient-centered experience that restores steady energy, balanced mood, and vibrant well-being at every age, from decoding lab work to tuning protocols in real time. Him and his team stay beside each client every step of the journey, naturally, safely, and effectively. So get ready to dive into the science, the success stories, and the cutting-edge future with the man who's making hormones harmonious again. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship, and to our fans, our listeners, everybody out there, thanks for tuning in. Please do not forget to like and subscribe. Edward, it's really nice to meet you, and I'm so excited to talk to you about hormones because there's a hormone craze right now. There's all these terminologies being thrown out there. Everyone's talking about hormones, all the effects, what it's doing to their bodies, and no one really knows how to fix it.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Stacey, and I'm glad to be able to share with you my experience.
I cannot wait to hear it. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm a physician, and I graduated from Medical College of Wisconsin. And I was board certified in OBGYN, got involved with hormone replacement therapy about 1996 when I noticed that a lot of my patients were developing breast cancer. So I studied each patient and realized that the common ground was unopposed estrogen therapy, which at that point was mostly Premarin. So I did about 8 years of research that basically went into all the pharmaceutical literature, the research that was done with Premarin, and found indeed that Premarin was actually grandfathered in. It was never really shown to be effective and safe. That was an eye-opening experience for me. I was still a young doctor practicing, and I began to really delve into the solutions that I could find to properly balance a woman's hormones through the age from 30 to 60. So I started studying different methods of delivery. I realized that progesterone was the basis of hormone symptoms. We established a symptomatology list of about 26 symptoms associated with hormones deficiencies and imbalancing. What I learned was is that it really is like a yin and yang. It's really a combination of hormones, the ratios of hormones. I studied 1,000 women over 8 years to check their levels, give them this method of delivery, give them suppositories, pills, troches, which at that point was very new, which is a highly technical gummy bear, and studied their blood levels over time, studied them over different age groups, and came to a conclusion that indeed it's much more complicated than I thought. So I realized that I had to really spend a lot of energy in trying to figure out the solution. And what I came up with is about 2000 and maybe 1999, 2000 was that it is has to be individualized, but the program has to be very structured. So the structure of our program is extremely based on scientific principles, where we give a complete history of the patient, everything about them. We then go ahead and do confirmatory laboratory testing at the proper time of the cycle, which a lot of times is not done properly. I see a lot of doctors don't understand that hormones change not only over a day, but week to week, especially with females. We do a lot of male therapy right now because we found that men who are associated with our patients who get fixed, so to speak, need proper therapy. So I did another section of Hormonify, which is Hormonify for men. And we have about 30% of our patients, literally in the thousands of men that we also treat. Getting back to the female, my job was to ascertain a program that was safe without any complications. So it's been now over 1 million patient months of therapy. We've had zero complications. And to establish the dosage level satisfactory to provide medical benefits of proper hormone replacement therapy. That includes the reduction or elimination of breast cancer, uterine cancer, osteoporosis, and heart disease. Hormones affect every aspect of your body. It's constantly being attacked by free radicals. Nutritional status is extremely important as a basis for good health. We establish protocols, we establish laboratory testing, screening for micronutrients, for minerals, for omegas. We establish hormone levels that establish the normalization of ratios between the four groups of hormones we utilize. And then we have the issue of weight reduction, weight loss, which really cannot be effectively treated until your nutritional status is fixed, until your hormones are fixed, until your adrenal gland is fixed. And then we turn to the quote weight loss. The weight loss craze now, to me, is exactly that. It's a craze. People are doing products which they have no idea what the long-term side effects are, tremendous amount of complications. I recently read an article that deaths, hospital ERs, and deaths related to these medications is rising because people are using the wrong forms of the medication, wrong dosaging, the wrong mode of administration. So that's a recent kind of a, I would say more of a craze, but hormone therapy, everybody's doing it, but nobody understands what I just told you. And the listeners who are listening to this would say, yeah, that makes perfect sense. How could you know what to give if you don't know what my levels are, what my symptoms are, what my weight is, BMI we use, and what is going to effectuate change is to figure out what the cause of the problems are by different symptoms from different groups of hormones. So it took me years to figure that out. And we had a menopause institute where we had patients volunteer giving blood, constantly checking levels, symptoms. And now we're at the point now we're a pretty successful company because we actually make people better with zero complications. Now, the good thing about Hormonify is that we're able to accept all insurances because of my background. So, in other words, we have not only coverage for the visits, but also we have coverage for all the laboratory testing. And so that really helps the patient financially. So, when we get down to the nitty-gritty of what we do and what makes us different, is that we help develop a new form of troche, which is a highly technical gummy bear that you put in your mouth and dissolves transbuccally. And by doing that, we can put the four groups of hormones in with adequate time to dissolve so we get great blood levels. That's the difference. If you want to go ahead and do poorly constructed troches, they usually either fall apart within a few minutes or they don't able to release properly the hormones that goes into the bloodstream. That's the key. So it avoids the liver. So take a capsule, for example. The capsule is going to be swallowed, goes into the stomach, and most of these hormones are going to be broken down. Some of them will be absorbed, but not much because they're big molecules. They're called macromolecules. They're huge. You may hear some forms of these hormones called micronization, which tries to squeeze them down. That does help, absolutely. But most hormones given are not able to be absorbed. They go into the portal vein, into the liver. They get further broken down. They get esterified. They get all sorts of groups put onto them. They get broken down even further. So who knows how much you're really getting when you're taking X amount by a capsule form. Plus, the capsule form, especially prescription, is usually one or two dosages. That's all they have. And most people, in my experience, I'd say 90%, either of those will not work properly. Plus, we have another issue which may be interesting to your listeners is the half-life. How long does these hormones last in your body? So let's say the half-life is 10 hours. You take it once a day, by 15, 16 hours, there's nothing left. So we have to figure out the dosage schedule that works with the individual hormones to be effective. So you may be spending a lot of money, and if you don't take it the right schedule, because whoever's giving to you doesn't even know what I just said, then you're wasting your money. You're not getting what you need to fix the problem long term. For example, we have, I would say, 25,000 patients who, of those, probably maybe 2,000 had osteopenia, osteoporosis. We cured all of them because the cause of
That's
osteoporosis,
incredible.
100%, 100% over time. Why? Because the cause of osteopenia, osteoporosis in women is the lack of progesterone and testosterone. Because the way it works, as an example, is that the old theory that estrogen was necessary to prevent osteoporosis, they allow the production of cells that are called osteoblasts, which lay down bone. But unbeknownst to the average practitioner, osteoclasts eat them up faster. The only way to actually lay down bone properly is to block the osteoclasts. And what does that? Progesterone. And testosterone. So, in pregnancy, where progesterone and testosterone go way up, that's necessary because a woman's bone structure will add sometimes 5, 10% of bone density to support the weight of the pregnancy. I knew that from my training. And I apply that to a basic principle that if progesterone was good, how much is good? Right? Because
Right.
we don't know.
Yeah.
Pregnancy, you're going to have all the symptoms of pregnancy, and women are going to be not happy. But if you give the right level, exactly correct, you'll have the benefit of the progesterone testosterone without the side effects. That's an example of what we do here at Hormonify, that we go into the basic causation of every single symptom that a patient may have related to hormone discrepancy. We'll talk about another one, for example. Let's talk about sex drive. Well, sex drive is not just a function of testosterone. In fact, you can have very high levels of testosterone. I have patients who had the pellet, for example. That is usually high levels of testosterone from the pellet, extremely high, most of the time in male levels. And half of them say their sex drive is not much better. Why? Because
Wow.
that's not the reason why sex drive is reduced. It's not the lack of testosterone. You feel better. Some women actually do have an increased sex desire, but how come it's not universal? So therefore, you have to understand the basis of that, and it's a little more complicated, but it's a good example of how, unless you understand the etiology of it, by measuring all the levels, because in fact, progesterone is very important in a woman's healthy sex drive, and so is adrenal gland function. So we're very focused in on the adrenal gland. So in our experience, when whatever symptom you have, for example, hot flashes, night sweats, most common symptom, many patients come to us. To be honest, anything will treat that. Any estrogen, progesterone, soy milk can treat that. Because that's a very simple symptom. Vasomotor instability is so simple, but yet patients will take, let's say, a pill or a patch of estrogen, and the symptoms go away. They think, oh, everything is good. I don't have
Right.
any symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats. Therefore, hey, I'm all good. And then, of course, we check them. They have no progesterone, they have no testosterone, they have no adrenal gland function. And of course, they're having developing other problems, for example, like osteoporosis. So we
Wow.
have to be comprehensive in understanding the etiology of the symptoms, not just treat the symptom. So when I looked at all of this, and I've been continually reforming the program to include other aspects of it as we grew, I found that those that do not understand the whole concept of balancing, not just how much you give, what is the ratios of the four groups of hormones that you have to have for maximum benefit? And our success rate is close to 100% because we know how much to give. I've done this for so many years. We have trained nurse practitioners who take courses from me, who are absolutely wonderful in understanding what symptoms are necessary and how to go ahead and treat. So that took us about 10 years of protocol work to establish it. So that's where we're at today.
Incredible.
And I'm glad you asked me to come because now is the time when it is giving information about how to treat this over a long period of time. We have patients who are on the program 20, 30 years, I know, who absolutely not only look
Incredible.
wonderful, because, for example, I'll give you another common complaint that women have, loss of collagen in their face. Now,
Yes.
that's a biggie. I think it's an $8 billion industry in this country. So people go and they get collagen shakes, they get collagen whatever, creams, whatever it is. But let's understand the biochemistry behind collagen. So you take a collagen capsule, right? You take a collagen shake, spend a lot of money. What happens to the collagen molecule? Collagen molecule is 3,000 amino acids in three chains. What happens in
Okay.
the stomach? It's broken down like all the protein, and they're broken down to small chained groups of peptides, which is amino acids. Then it goes into the liver, gets broken down further into the individual amino acids, and it circulates around the body, and it does what it does. And it will not go into collagen in your face because it's not collagen anymore. It's amino acids, which you can get in any shake, in any cheap form, what you want to get that you utilize. So you've wasted all that money for nothing. Now, what
Wow.
makes collagen go away on a woman's face, let's say between 42 and 52? Lack of progesterone. If you want to look at a woman who's pregnant across the room, you will say, wow, she's glowing. That's
Yeah.
because she has a lot of progesterone. And she glows because her face is full. I'm not talking about fluid retention. I'm talking about strictly collagen. And it increases the collagen dramatically because of progesterone. So, again, I knew that from training. So I said, let me put that together. So there's a lot of good studies that we did that shows that topical progesterone with a little bit of estrogen actually increases the deposition of collagen in the face.
Amazing.
So, in other words, cosmetic procedures, fillers, and all those things are really not necessary as long as you replace the etiology of what goes on in a woman's face in terms of collagen deposition. So I'm giving you examples of how the manifestation of understanding the concepts of hormone replacement therapy could then be branched out into so many areas that affect in today's woman active in our society. So we can get into weight, but that's a whole, that's a whole, unless you want to get into it, that's a whole nother,
That's a whole
that's the
nother
next,
episode. Yeah,
that's
you
the
got to
next
come
time we
back and
meet.
talk
Yeah.
about
There's so
that.
many myths about that and so many things that people are saying that are totally not true. But, I can go on and on about each symptom, but I think it's clear that unless you have a real deep understanding of the biochemistry, which we did, we had to research ourselves. There was no research on if you give X amount of hormone, what is your blood level? In fact, when I was starting this journey in 1994, 96, we were told not to measure blood levels. That's our training. You don't need to measure blood levels. Now, why? Why did they tell us that? Was because when I started measuring blood levels, I found that people with breast cancer had estrone levels, which is the bad estrogen, over 1,000. Should be 80, 100 from Premarin. So of course they didn't want you to measure it. So again, you get into the intellectual corruption that occurred because if you tell residents and fellows not to test something, they'll never know that the estrone level was way high.
Wow. It sounds like you stripped everything away and you focused on the foundational work. I know there is so much craze out there. All these influencers are pushing all these products that claim to help with all the things that you're talking about. And what you're doing is, like I said, the foundational piece that supports all of those things that women and men are looking for to live a long, fulfilling life. I know before we hit record, I mentioned perimenopause and I told you I was 40 and I was experiencing these symptoms. Talk to us about that.
Well, when I first started, everybody had these words for what women go through, and that was premenopause, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And so when I used to ask the patients, well, why are you here? And they say, I'm premenopausal. Well, so is a 5-year-old girl. So how helpful is that? Perimenopause. I had a woman who was 60 years old. What are you here for? I'm perimenopausal. Why? Because she didn't want to be menopausal because that sounds old. So the words meant nothing to me after a while. So I'd rather focus on the clinical manifestations of hormone deficiencies, which is confirmed by blood testing taken by history, that eliminates all these words that mean nothing to me. I know why people say it, because obviously that's what the common verbiage is, but it has absolutely no intellectual significance to me whatsoever. I have had women 25, 28 years old who've received, unfortunately, COVID vaccinations or not, that are deficient in all their sex hormones. Their ovaries are fried. That's called premature ovarian failure. So I had to deal with that in a different way. So doctors tell these patients, there's no way you're menopausal because you're 28 years old and you just had a child 3 years ago. Go see a psychiatrist. They put them on antidepressants. I can't tell you how many people I've taken off antidepressants because of anxiety associated with hormone deficiencies in your age group. 1,000. That's
Wow, that's
what the medical
incredible.
establishment believes, that women who come in with symptoms that don't fit the doctor's preconceived notion of what they should be having, therefore you need to have an anti-anxiety or a whatever other tricyclic antidepressant that they pick, the drug of the day. But then we now know, obviously, that almost all studies are showing that they do not reduce depression and anxiety because that's not the cause of it. You don't have a Prozac deficiency. You have a hormone deficiency that's caused you to have symptoms. There's nothing wrong with you beyond the fact that because of very environmental pollutants, chemicals in our food seems to accelerate the destruction of not only the female ovarian function, but also the male testicle function. So we're seeing a lot more young men in their 20s, low 30s, who are told by their family doctor, you're too young to have low testosterone. Now they're checking it. And lo and behold, it's extremely low. Just had one today, 28 years old. Now,
That's
the best,
incredible.
yeah, and yet there's no history, nothing that we know of that was precipitating this event. And he came to us, and of course it was unusual, but his values were extremely low. What am I saying? You cannot rely on a doctor's opinion. When you tell him you have symptoms, you have symptoms. Don't listen to them and say, oh, it's it's you must be something wrong with you emotionally or psychologically. So we really listen to the patient. We get a history. We have a review of symptoms that we use. We ask 26 questions just associated with hormone deficiencies. And it's amazing how many people have symptoms that they wouldn't even know were associated with hormones. For example,
Can you name a
anxiety.
few of those?
Well, for
What are a few of
example,
those?
yeah, like anxiety. You know, everybody has anxiety, but how come it got worse when I'm 45? What happened? Nothing happened. My life is great, you know, but now I'm anxious, I'm moody, I'm irritable. My husband wants to leave me. This is what we hear every day. Why? Because they go to their doctor and they're given Xanax or they give it a sleeping pill. Well, that to me is, again, without a proper structure, without a proper understanding, is treating the patient not improperly because they're not listening to the patient. It was fine until 45. I check them, I history, get a history, I check them, and I see that indeed replacing the hormones, 100% cure. Get off the Prozac, get off the sleeping pill, get off the Xanax, get off all of those poisons long term. And we can talk about a lot of other misconceptions, but in general, the principle of Hormonify is to clarify the etiology of all your symptoms, to put it into perspective, and then treat it in a cost-effective manner and in a very simple manner, but individualized to the patient. I can't tell you how silly it is for doctors to think that one hormone dose or two hormone doses will work for every woman.
Right. Yeah, makes
That's
sense.
kind
We're
of,
all so unique.
yeah, especially with hormones, how that's kind of crazy, in my view, to think that it's actually possible. But if physicians are closed-minded and not really keeping up with the times, this is what's happened. When I started doing this 30 years ago, nobody was doing hormone replacement therapy. Now everybody's doing it. I don't know if it's better everybody's doing it because everybody's doing it improperly. And I would say one thing, the pellets, stay away from that pellet. That destroys more adrenal gland function and it doesn't come back. There are permanent side effects and complications that are I've seen them extremely difficult. And I would say that would be unfortunately a fad that came through. I think it's getting less now, but it was a big fad here in Florida and California. A lot of patients are really coming to that saying, once I got my pellet, I've never felt worse. Again, be careful about the pellet. Be careful about everything in life. And I always thought patients should really try to change their view of doctoring, at least to the point where if they have a question and the doctor doesn't answer sufficiently, then you don't say, oh, well, it must be me. No, it can be the doctor. In fact, in my experience, I have literally thousands of patients. I'm sometimes the fifth, sixth, seventh doctor that they go into. And I just listen to them, apply the protocol, establish the diagnosis, treat them accordingly, and they're fine. But now I call it post-traumatic doctor syndrome.
Yeah,
Because
that's a great new term. I love
they're
that.
freaked out by going to any doctor, which is good. Do your own research. My website at hormonify.com, I have a newsletter section. I've written tons of newsletters that really outlines a lot of the scientific basis of what we do and how we do it. And really the purpose is to educate. Education is the best thing you can do. And I really, in my office, everyone here is trained to continually educate our patient, also our patients from all around the country, all around the world. We have patients come from all over the world. And it's wonderful, you know, to be able to help people of all different nationalities. So I think there is a quality of issue and also a quantity of issue. We have so much experience behind us. So your listeners would really benefit from just visiting the website, calling us up if you have any questions. I speak to every new patient to make sure that I can treat them properly without them wasting their time and money, to make sure they understand our protocols and understand the basic principles. And most importantly is that I make sure that they're a good candidate for what we do. Sometimes we can help them. There are certain problems that occur that are not related to what we do. And we do that purposely to serve our patients better. So I make sure I meet the patient, we do a short pre-consult, no charge, just to make sure that we can help each other.
Beautiful. Well, to our listeners out there, we will have this linked in the show notes, but to learn more about what Dr. Eckert does, please visit hormonify.com. Their phone number is 954-427-7179, where you can learn all things hormonal support I know I learned a lot in this conversation listening to you, and I've had that experience that you talk about going to see my doctor a few months ago, explaining to her some of the things that I was going through. And she's saying to me, "You're too young to be sent for a hormone screening, a hormone report.
Exactly.
You're 40 years old. That's not what it is, you know." And she left there and she goes, "Your blood work is fine. All your levels look good. What is your life like?" You know, she started going into the psychological.
Exactly. Right.
Yes. So I've had that experience, and I know so many of our listeners are going to be able to
Frustrating.
relate to that. Thank you
Yeah.
for empowering us to get the real answers.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you very much for spending the time with me. I really enjoyed this, Stacey.
Yes,
Thank you.
amazing. Do you have any last minute thoughts you want to leave our audience with?
Always stay positive. Get control of your health care. Don't listen to anybody, including me. Do your research, and you'll be far better off.
Amazing. That was Dr. Edward Eckert with Hormonify. Check him out, hormonify.com. I know I'm going to be doing some research after this show.
That'd be
Until
great.
next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye, guys. Go check your
Bye.
hormones.
Thank you.